This show would not be possible without the support of our listeners, patrons, and sponsors. If you'd like to learn more about supporting the 3-Bit Gamer Show, check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/3BG. And a huge thanks goes out to our boss-level patrons, Christopher and Patrick.
We know things are bad. Worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me at least have my Hearthstone, and my NBA, and my iPhone, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not gonna leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I want you to get up now. I want you, all of you, to get up and get out of your plush gaming chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell because I'm listening to the 3-Bit Gamer Show!
This is Asmodan. Welcome to the 3-Bit Gamer Show.
It's the 3-Bit Gamer Show. I'm JD.
This is Peterson.
This is Lynn.
And I'm done talking. I'm done. That was all throatal.
Yeah.
Extremely throatal cord.
Would you like a lozenge?
Oriented. Well, I actually, you know, right before you clear your throat, how it's like a little scratchy? Mm-hmm. I left that in. It was like very method.
Ooh.
I was like,
wow.
Yeah, because I was like, that'll give me...
phlegm bubble just rattling around in there.
Don't worry, listeners. Phlegm I will clear my throat on air. For everybody.
You just leave it in
right
there.
Into the mic. Just I'll hold my throat against the mic.
Yes, thank you.
By
for,
the way,
for a purely audio medium, that's really what the listeners
they
want.
Need to know what's going on
in my throat.
If you could like smack your lips a couple of times, just like yeah, thank you.
Yeah, oh, jeez. I don't like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe suck your teeth. Like
Lynn, you're making it worse. No, quick challenge. If any of you can name the movie that monologue was taken from.
Oh yeah,
let us know, because I didn't know.
We will give you kudos.
We'll give you kudos.
Yay. But right now we have kudos for other things.
Not for you.
No,
not yet.
For me.
Be patient.
I got fudos.
Yes.
Fudos.
It's been, what, a week since we've done a fudos?
Dude, we're living in a golden age of dope new food products.
It's crazy.
You grew up in the 90s.
It's a silver lining.
You grew up in the 90s. Mm-hmm. You remember there were new foods that came out, but it did not seem they came out like this quick of a clip, right?
They were like companies weren't just trying stuff just because.
Like, if you rolled out a new product, it was a huge
deal.
You had a marketing campaign, you had commercials, you had ads.
That was first after you tested it in the Midwest very secretly.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very
secretly.
When
there was no internet, so it wasn't all over the place. But now you walk down the cereal aisle, and it's like all new flavors of everything. They're just trying stuff, and it sucks, and it's gone in a month, but...
Every time I walk down the cereal aisle, I feel like I'm on an acid trip. I'm just
What's happening?
They have this flavor of Fruit Loops now. I don't understand this. And all of those characters are staring at me with their dead eyes, just being like, sugar, bitch, sugar. Hey,
but they're trying stuff and I love it.
Can you imagine how like fucked up your perception of the world would be if you'd grown up in like a test market city? Or just like you had a grocery store that was just like on the circuit for test products, and you would like talk to friends in college, like you'd leave home and go to college and you'd be like, dude, do you remember this cereal growing up? And they would look like you were like crazy, and then you'd go on the internet to look it up, but it wouldn't have existed because it could have been a test market product that only had like a limited run of a couple thousand and there's no evidence of it ever having existed, and you were like, I'm losing my fucking mind.
I swear this existed. I ate it.
You're being awfully optimistic that someone who grew up in one of the cities would live to go to college.
Okay, so pretend they're one of the lucky few that gets out. They're what are they going home
but
looking
turn
through
like into
photo,
like,
family photo albums?
Turkey.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I gotta find a picture of like my family with that cereal box in it, or I'll lose my mind.
Cinnamon cupcake fruity pebbles.
It existed. I had those. So, you know, one of these things that I've been stoked for a while, ever since I saw it announced, and any gamer should also be similarly excited about this.
Get on board.
Don't gatekeep when my snacking.
When was
you think you're a gamer?
Oh, you think you're a gamer? Well,
only true gamers eat pizza rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and when's the last time you saw new pizza roll products? I think they were just like looking down the list and they're like, oh shit, we haven't updated pizza rolls in a minute. We got to update those. And you know what they did? They updated them with the mini snack mix.
This is incredible.
Okay, so it is
it's the loot box.
It's a loot box of pizza rolls. We have pepperoni pizza mini rolls, mozzarella stick, little mozzarella sticks, cheesy marinara bites, and garlic bread bites.
And they're all in the same bag.
That's, yeah, and then the America one, that's just the regular one. And then the American mix.
Oh, there's an that's not
is
the
it just
American
ammunition
mix?
And smoking?
The American mix is cheddar bites, ham and cheese bites, potato bites, and cheeseburger flavored pizza roll
okay,
snacks.
That sounds terrible.
God bless America.
Lynn gets it. Lynn understands it. And for some reason, the marketing copy on their website,
oh,
before
Jesus
listing
Christ.
Every
incredible.
Object, it says, behold!
All
behold!
Caps, behold with four exclamation points.
Is that
points.
Four exclamation
behold!
Points.
Behold!
Cheesy marinara bites.
Behold!
Mozzarella sticks.
Behold!
Pepperoni pizza rolls.
Behold!
Garlic bread bites.
I
take
don't
my
get
money.
It. I don't get it. It's anyway, so I was up. I was hanging out with some friends, and we had a bag. They're
wait,
coming
wait,
back.
Wait, you have friends?
Other friends in real life.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
This story's
going
to get
thanks
really sad
me.
If you assume I'm making up the friends in it. Let me proceed. All right. So there's 90 pieces in these bags.
Okay. Okay, we know you don't have friends.
And I turn to my friends who exist and are definitely real, and I
they
say,
go to a different school.
Do you want to make half a bag, or do you want to each commit to eating 30 pieces? And everyone, this was Jackson and Trent. Jackson and Trent, they go, yeah, let's just do 30 pieces, whatever, screw it.
Oh, it's Jackson and Trent? Yeah, this makes sense now.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay, whatever. And I'm thinking, that seems like excessive, but, you know, well, who cares? This bag costs like $6. So we throw it in the oven, pull it out, divvy it up. Everyone grabs a bowl full of these. Jeez. Just get a bowl. And they were gone in like 5 minutes. Like, I had this internal debate of whether or not we could finish these, and they were gone in 5 minutes. We're like, you want to get another bag?
I have a very important question. Were you sober?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You
this
don't
makes
eat,
more
do
sense,
people
then.
Eat pizza rolls sober?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, if you hate yourself. That's the...
You after Sorry. You eat them, you have to be not sober immediately after. You're like, oh man, I need
Christ,
a fucking
what have I
did
done?
I eat 30 pizza rolls.
You look at the blood on your hands, my blood, you would just grease, and you're just like,
how did this happen?
The America mix is great because you can do them all, you can dunk them all in ketchup. They're all very well suited for ketchup because there's the cheeseburger one, the potato one, the ham and cheese one is
really
a bit
pizza
of a stretch.
Rolls, you're just mini Hot Pockets then.
Is that not what a pizza roll is?
No, they have marinara sauce in them. Pizza rolls.
I thought pizza roll was more of like a lifestyle. Like, you're putting stuff in your pizza roll. Okay. Like, you just put stuff in little tiny pockets. You're pizza rolling it.
I didn't choose to like pizza rolls. I was born to like pizza rolls.
Yeah, and I just
pizza rolls chose me.
Yeah, so you're telling me if pizza rolls rolled out. Maybe Lynn is the reason they haven't innovated pizza rolls. Because they're like, because they have a product tester. The guy comes in, he's like, guys, what if we just did, what if we did like a ham and cheese pizza roll? And there's a Lynn in that meeting that's like,
semantics, bitch.
What
is there marinara
read
sauce
the name
there?
On the bag, Edgar. Read the name on the fucking bag.
These are not testing
Francis
well with Totino Asian women.
Francis would be rolling in his grave. He'd be rolling in his grave.
You see that portrait of Francis? You look at Francis and you tell him we're going to have a ham
like,
and cheese pizza roll.
Okay, Lynn, we won't do it. Gosh.
So for the last like 20 years, it's just been the three pizza flavors. Thanks
as
a lot,
long
Lynn.
As I'm in charge of Totino's pizza rolls, I will be damned if you bring in any newfangled ingredients.
So the Lynn died, and they're like, dude, we have literally so many ideas, we have to do them all at once.
It's explained.
Let's
it's
have
explained.
Four
all those
different pizza roll ideas
Lynn
and shove them into
CEOs
a bag.
CEOs of the 90s are dead now. And they're stoner.
The new age
crazy.
Is out.
What about like a
the guys that did inhale in college?
Yep.
What
ham
about
and cheese?
Like a ham
Dude,
and cheese?
No, how about the guy?
Yep.
How about the guy that proposed the potato thing? It's like a potato bite. It's about the size. It's like about as round as it's like a bottle cap. A potato bite. And they're selling that as a pizza roll. It doesn't even have anything in it.
They tricked you. They tricked you hard.
Yep. No, yeah, the stoner's like, no, dude, it has potato on the outside and on the inside.
It's
like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait.
isn't all food technically a pizza roll then? Well, yeah, because if you think about it, even a cheeseburger's got like the bun on the outside and the burger on the inside.
Yeah, but it's not like a cheeseburger roll. A pizza it's not, roll? Like, encased within it.
Well, it doesn't matter, man. It's a mindset.
Look, whatever, pizza roll is a lifestyle
pass the bong
now.
And shut up.
It's not really a roll.
Yeah. So, kudos. This is a kudos.
Yeah, you loved it.
But I haven't even complimented them. They were delicious.
You
they really
that,
were
you
good.
You said that you all ate them all very quickly, and then I just shat all over your opinion hard.
It's fine. My opinion's right on this one. Everyone should go try these. They're really good. And you can eat 90 of them. I mean, they're tiny.
You can eat 90 of
them. Pizza roll's pretty big, right? Like, it's a mouthful. You would put one pizza roll in your mouth, or you might even bite it in half and eat it in two bites. These things are all poppers. Every single one of these is just like a one bite.
So they're mini.
They're, that's pizza what they are. They're
they
minis.
They've taken pizza and they made it small to a pizza roll, and they have made that pizza roll smaller.
When does it stop, minis, people?
Mini cupcakes, already a small version of a small version of a cake.
Back in my day, we had two genders and we had two sizes of pizza, and I can't be damned.
Now we have so many different genders and pizza rolls. Okay, Lynn, what's your kudos?
So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I have come to you in a particularly fragile and sensitive state of mind.
As always.
And that is because about 30 minutes before we started recording, I got my upper lip and eyebrows waxed.
Oh, shoot.
Yes, I have had hot wax poured onto my face, and then the hair follicles ripped painfully out.
This sounds great.
Awesome.
Yes. So my kudos goes to Lunchbox Waxing and Sugar House, who have taken very good care of me and have just made sure that this very sensitive and scary ordeal is as calming and gentle and comfortable as possible.
All right, Lynn, now we're going to rip the hair out of your upper lip. Just relax.
So you rip the hair follicles out like the root, right?
Oh, yeah.
Does it feel like breezy in all the holes after that?
Oh, no. I feel fresh and clean.
In your hair holes?
How do your hair holes feel?
My hair holes.
I don't know if that's how it works.
My hair holes.
I don't know.
That's my hair holes feel tended to.
They feel tended to?
Tended to. Because first what they do is they prep the skin with a cleansing wipe to get rid of oil.
Any
makeup.
Dirt in the hair holes have got to go.
Gone.
Because you're
going
to be opening those things right up.
Yep. Then they take a smooth layer of warm wax and they put it over the skin gently. And then
and the hair holes.
Mm-hmm. Then they put a piece of paper on top of that wax. Mm-hmm. Wait for it to dry. And then rip it off!
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
It is an anxiety attack, dude.
I'll just
especially
say, like,
in like the tender areas. Like the upper lip fucking hurts. Like the eyebrows are okay. Like kind of like below your eyebrow, like right above your eyelid.
It doesn't feel good.
It's a little tender. It's tender. But the upper lip hurts so fucking much, dude.
Yeah, I bet.
And every time I'm just like, no, 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 no.
Hi.
I would not like to do that.
Dude, here's the thing. My hair holes they're good. They're good with the hair in them. I like the hair in them. That's how it...
But here's the thing. A woman's strength comes from her eyebrows. Think about it. Cara Delevingne, Emilia Clarke, strong eyebrows, strong woman.
Right.
I don't know if I've noticed their eyebrows.
You've noticed Emilia Clarke's eyebrows.
I don't pay attention
to
the
eyebrows.
She
could write a book with them. They're
like
always
with
moving.
With her eyebrows?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Yeah. Here, let me pull up the...
There's a clip on the Graham Norton show where Cara Delevingne and Emilia Clarke are on and they have an eyebrow off.
Man,
you'll
I don't
notice
even
them
know.
Then.
Yeah, like now that you say it,
you'll
I'm going to
notice them
it.
Then. And here's the thing. I think it's like the secret club that women have.
Look at this.
Where
look at,
we,
that's...
we notice each other's eyebrows.
Oh,
this
wow.
This is great. It's a gif of Emilia Clarke talking. It's an interview on a red carpet, and her eyebrows are crazy, but they've stabilized it, so the rest of her moves.
Oh, my
but her
gosh.
Eyebrows
okay, so good. She has eyebrows.
And Lynn doesn't anymore.
No,
just has hair holes.
No, no, no.
Where your eyebrows
See,
used to
look
be.
Look it, because it's like, I'm like a Chewbacca. If I let it just go all natural, my eyebrows will go into my hairline, into my eyes. My mustache will be Tom Selleckian and like get into like mutton chop area. Like the Civil War, like sideburns have nothing.
Lynn's gonna come in and just like all hairy faced. Yeah.
Can we all grow them out for mustache March then?
I look like Teen Wolf, like bad makeup. That's what I look
Teen
like
Wolf.
If I don't get my
I love this.
My hair holes
exposed.
Unhaired.
I need to get my hair holes exposed.
Yes.
Wrench them out. Mm-hmm. My hair holes are full.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like this or not.
Mm-hmm. I want empty hair.
I am undecided.
Again.
Check it. Check it. I'll take a picture of these fresh brows, fresh crisp.
It looks great.
Fresh Prince brows.
Post yeah,
on Twitter
will you,
and we all can see.
Will you take a picture of the paper next time too?
Oh yeah, dude. It's disgusting.
I'd like to see your Tom Selleck.
It's disgusting.
It's like it is full curly mustache across the paper.
Like a villain mustache. Mm-hmm. Like,
on the
I look like a vaudeville villain, like tying a woman to like a train track. See, someone's
playing quick piano in the background while Lynn walks into the hair hole place.
The hair hole place. Dude, can we start a waxing studio called Hair Holes? We will not do well.
While you wait, here is a plate of mini pizza rolls.
This is our sixth business failure. We have to admit, we've got to stop making businesses around puns and bad jokes.
Nope.
All right, nope. Next up. Okay, we had a
Speaking
bunch of voicemails.
Speaking of bad business decisions.
Yeah.
A great segue.
Here's some. No, not yet. We have voicemails.
Oh, we'll
first.
Get there.
Oh, we'll get there, Lynn. Don't get too antsy. We had a voicemail that just came in. We wanted to take a listen.
All right. I just had to rage quit that episode.
That always a good sign.
Oh, my gosh. Listening to Peterson talk about food and video games.
It's the worst. He sucks at it.
Mm-mm. Was
amazing.
Indescribably painful.
What?
Oh, man. I can't. I really can't.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, God.
And it clips off right there.
Wow. Okay.
Strong
well, thank
opinion.
You for the compliment. I will take your constructive
Very
criticism.
Constructive criticism. You know what? Thank you.
Yeah, there's lots of action points there. Lots of action points.
A sigh at the end.
I like it in the transcript. Just says, oh, God, at the end.
I know. I saw God. That. And I was like, wait, is that the end? Yes, it is.
If you guys want to leave us voicemails, you can go to our website, 3BigGamerShow.com. There's a big green leave us a voicemail button. It's better on your phone. Call us and leave us a voicemail if you hate our episode so bad you had a rage quit in the middle of it.
Oh, you know what?
That's when you should call us. That's when we want
That's
it.
This
what
is
we
the feedback
off,
we are looking
hot
for.
Hot off the presses.
But look, he gave me nothing to work with. He just didn't like my comparison. So I don't even know your name, guy.
His name's all right.
Peterson's so offended.
Live from the 3Bit Gamer Show. The news.
I can't even wait. I'm so excited. Okay, so our news comes to you by Crave Cookies. Crave Cookies is a cookie place here in Midvale, Utah. Crave Cookies has really good cookies. They have warm pretzels. They have sodas. But what really matters is Crave's cookie of the week.
What is it?
What is it? What is it?
Do you know?
Wait.
Caramel apple cookie!
Shit! Do they have it right now?
No. Trent's still working on the prototype, but I Dang think it. By the time this episode airs, it should be out. So you are
Trent,
getting this fresh.
For the
fresh.
Love of God, you cannot just
It will come out this week.
How is he going to do this?
I can't remember how he does it.
This is a good challenge.
I'll see if I can find it. Let's see. I got to search our caramel apple.
No, here's the thing. I was thinking of what would pair perfectly with mini pizza rolls. Boom.
Caramel apple cookie.
Apple pie filling in the dough.
Holy shit.
Caramel sauce across the top.
Jesus Christ.
Good luck, Trent.
He's Good got luck. A caramel apple flavored Werther's candy melted in the middle.
Wow.
Holy
fuck.
Yeah, here's a picture of it.
All right. Good luck, Trent. Make it happen.
I did request that he call it. You're not going to be able to see it, Lynn. Sorry. I did request Excuse that he call it the Carmiappy.
Carmiappy?
Carmiappy.
I don't know if he's going to do that.
He just like didn't respond to that message. I don't know. I think he was probably busy writing it down.
It sounds like a racial slur.
Carmi Appy?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like, am I offended right now? I don't know.
I don't know if I'm the target market for that slur, but I'm just going to go ahead and
I'm offended and hungry at the same time.
I'm offended for the people that are being slurred. Yeah. Like, get out of here, you Carmi Appies.
For the Appies.
For the Appies. Don't worry about it, Lynn. Fucking Carmi Appy. Okay.
Hey, is that what we're calling white people now?
Oh, my God.
We finally have something for us. Yeah. No, it would be more accurate to name us after the
the
last
pizza
cookie.
Rolls? Oh.
The last pumpkin cookie he did was the pumpkin spice cookie.
Oh,
that's the white people
No, that's white
slur.
Women. Oh. And white men are the carmy appies.
Dude, I've never seen.
We've got bacon. This.
You see a group of white dudes. What do they all have? Caramel apple pops. They're all just munching on them like crazy.
Yeah, from like the fucking 20s. Yeah, what the hell?
You dude? Can't get them out of their mouths. Like these dudes love their caramel
big
apple pops.
Sticky balls in their
Lynn.
Mouth.
Wrong target demo.
I mean, we do, but why do you guys bring it up?
We're talking about caramel apple pops. Okay.
God, I'm so hungry.
I'm really hungry for a caramel apple.
Have you had... caramel apple pops are one of my favorite / least favorite suckers because the caramel is really not that great, but the apple is so worth
good.
The work and the fillings you lose over it.
Mm. It's worth it.
The news.
Halloween's coming up.
This is the problem. The cookie's too good. Oh, God.
Okay, so what's our first news story?
It's a light one. It's a really light piece of news that won't take too very long.
Fluff piece.
Okay. So here's the thing. You guys probably... Well, apparently Peterson didn't know. I want to hear your take, your Reader's Digest. Peterson just learned about what's going on in Hong Kong in October of 2019. What's been going on in Hong Kong?
Citizen of the world, Peterson.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really paying attention. Hong Kong...
NPR every morning.
Hong Kong is... pissed because people in Hong Kong are pissed because of the Chinese communist oppressive government and
Hong Kong, which just recently rejoined recently China in 1998.
So they had how many
from
years?
A geopolitical standpoint, it was semi-recent.
What was it? It was 100 years of
British colonial rule,
right?
And then they turned it over to China.
Yep.
And they had a lot of special concessions Hong Kongers did because they were accustomed to a different lifestyle, but now China's kind of growing tired of that lifestyle.
Yeah, they don't like that as much, and now people are protesting in Hong Kong, and China doesn't like protesting, and so there's been
people
a lot of clashing.
Ideas. 2 billion people might get some ideas.
Which is scary.
It's scary.
2 billion?
That's a lot of people. Goodness. And one of the big things that Hong Kongers are protesting about right now...
Wait. Can we... I was going to say, we got to talk about why we're talking about this.
Right. Well, one of the reasons... Yeah, I'll get there in 1 second. Okay. Is because of different laws that they were working on, the Hong Kong government was working on, to export political prisoners, which...
Extradite.
Mm-hmm. To China, mainland China, which means they're just going to disappear into a system in which... And this is not like just... conspiracy theory or anything in which their organs are sold or they're just kept in political prisoner camps for the rest of their lives or their whole family's just kind of locked up and sent there. And so they sell their organs around China, which is pretty awesome.
Mm. Wow.
Among other things. So that's why the people in Hong Kong are like, hey, I don't want that to be a thing that my police can just arrest me and ship me off to a camp where they cut out my kidneys. So can we not do that?
Not a huge fan.
And so that's what's been going on in Hong Kong for the past, 9 months? Have been these protests that started very peacefully and have now escalated quite a bit due to the lovely Hong Kong police.
And support from mainland China.
So that explains why. And there are still things, there's still everyday life going on in Asia Pacific region of the world. And one of those things is video games. And so there was a Hearthstone tournament being played recently that after winning a tournament in a post-match Hearthstone Grandmasters interview, which is, I mean, the Grandmasters, that's like the pinnacle of Blizzard esports. Mm-hmm. And so for this region, like they win this and then they go to the BlizzCon the BlizzCon like World Championship or whatever. And there was a Hong Kong... Hearthstone player's name is Blitz Chung, and he said, "Liberate Hong Kong, revolution of our age." And they cut the stream.
And he put that mask on.
Right? Yeah, he put a gas mask has now become a symbol of...
Because they have outlawed wearing masks.
They've outlawed wearing
protests.
Masks.
Right, and because they're using so much tear gas, that apparently they're just shooting right in the protester's face. Mm-hmm. So they shut down the stream immediately. They fired both of the casters, not the guys that said anything. They were just live cast streaming. So they fired those guys. They banned this guy from...
Blitz Chang.
Blitz Chung.
Chung.
For the next 12 months from any Hearthstone tournaments. They also stripped him of his winnings, which were $500,000.
Yep.
Also real cool.
Because, again, this was after he won. So they just They just cleaned house.
Did they give those winnings to the second place guy?
Doubt it.
They just like
doubt it.
Ours now.
Sweet bonus.
It's almost like we're making this standpoint and being really shitty because we want money.
Yeah, and so they said the rule they cited is engaging. This is the rule he broke. Engaging in any act that, at Blizzard's sole discretion, brings you into public disrepute, offends a portion or group of the public, or otherwise damages Blizzard image will result in removal from Grandmasters and reduction of the player's prize total to $0 in addition with other remedies, which may be provided for under the blah, 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 blah.
One, that's real fucking open-ended. So you could basically
anything
that
Blizzard denigrates Blizzard.
Like you, but they didn't like it.
They don't want you to make statements, is what they're saying. They don't want you to make a statement. They just want you to be like, oh, I practiced really hard, and we had a great match, and that was a lot of fun. And
this is something that we're getting a lot of recently. You look at the recent protests with like Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, and they're like, well, you know, and then you obviously have the people in the media that are saying, shut up and dribble or shut up and play football. That's not your job. Stay out of politics. Just stick to your thing, which is super funny because those exact same people are now saying the categorical opposite. Mm-hmm. Now that it involves something else that they don't like, they're like, oh, well, why aren't these people speaking up? So I understand kind of both the sides of it. And
so I have a take real quick. A quick take, because I didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. Part of me feels like Blizzard's response, the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Absolutely not.
No. Right? Way too big of a response, which in turn has driven so many people to pay attention to this and to be like, wait, what did you do, Blizzard? I didn't know this was happening in Hong Kong until
it's the Streisand
this
came
effect. About.
Are you familiar with the Streisand effect?
No.
So a 10-15 years ago, Barbara Streisand found out that her home, which was Beverly Hills, it was on a beachfront property, and it had been photographed as part of a survey of that part of Southern California, and it was a photograph that was on a public website, and she didn't want it on a public website, and so she went just nuclear with a giant lawsuit to try to get it pulled down. Well, they were like, okay, well, we're going to fight this, and an image that had like two total downloads ended up getting like 200,000 total downloads, and it hugely magnified the problem. And then there were people out there taking pictures of her home and posting them online. And so this was coined the Barbara Streisand effect, in which something online that's going really poorly, if you try to draw attention to it and have it removed from the internet, that action
makes it popular.
Will make it way worse. Mm-hmm. And you do not want to do that. And there are so many instances of this, of people wanting to pull unflattering pictures of themselves off the internet. I think Beyonce had one during the
Beyonce
Super Bowl.
One. There's one happening right now with Ellen DeGeneres with a fair use clip of her with her explanation of why she's buddy buddies with George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, it's just pictures
is Abu Ghraib.
Yeah.
Perfect. So this is exactly what's going on. It's the Streisand effect. They're drawing more attention to it. And okay, so I say I understand both sides. This does not mean I agree with both sides. Here's the deal, is that every tech company, every big major tech company in America right now is facing the same exact problem, which is that they are being demanded by their shareholders, which is ridiculous, to produce infinite growth, infinite profit growth, quarter over quarter, year after year.
Keep growing.
They have to keep growing.
This is Business 101 with the 3-Bit Gamer Show.
So ultimately, there's only one option, because you can only sell so many iPhones. You can only sell so many Google ads. You can only sell so many copies of WoW in America before, what do? You have to go somewhere else. And where's the biggest market in the world where there are 2+ billion people living right now is China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only option. And there are a lot of tech companies that have already gotten in trouble for this. Google, in particular, has really gotten in a lot of shit because they were doing things like, making a Chinese Google that would allow the Communist Party of China to just censor whatever was on the internet. Well, that's really dangerous technology, cutting-edge technology to develop even. And then we just have that, maybe that'll just slip over to the state side, and then we're good. So Google pulled out of China. Like, they had a lot of problems, and they pulled their products out of China. But this is how Blizzard's seeing it right now, is that this is their market. Because, quite frankly, everyone that's like, China owns Blizzard. No. The Chinese tech giant Tencent, they're the guys that own, I think, Supercell, I believe.
Yep.
Clash of Clans, that they only own 5% of Activision Blizzard. 5%. So it's a good chunk, but it's absolutely not a controlling share. No. And the gaming company, the entirety of Blizzard, only earned 12% of its revenue from the Asia-Pacific region last quarter. So it's not like a huge portion of their company, but they know that's their growth strategy.
Well,
and so they're looking forward to thinking, if we piss off China now, that growth, there's that 12% will get smaller, that won't get bigger, and that 12% is what they're relying on.
Well, when they start releasing all the mobile games, mm-hmm. that's where they're going to see a huge chunk of change, yep. I think, in China.
Yep. 'Cause and then,
a lot of mobile gaming over there.
And the other problem here, ultimately, is that China is this hellscape for copyright, in which if Blizzard says, no, screw you, China, you know, we're pro Hong Kong because we like, you know, human rights
and not killing
basic
people.
Human dignity, and China's like, well, fuck you, then guess what, we're just going to give all of our state controlled tech companies carte blanche to pirate all of your products, which they do, and yeah. they're very good at, and we're just going to sell World of Warcraft in China. We're going to rip off all your code and just make, we're just going to copy and paste your game here, and everyone's going to make money off of it in China, and you won't get a cut of that, which I feel like is like negotiating with a terrorist that has a gun to your head. Like, all of these things are negotiating with terrorists. It just blows my mind. And the worst part is that, I mean, there's things like, okay, so Tracer's gay in Overwatch. Soldier 76 is
gay
in Overwatch. Not in China, they ain't. Mm-mm. Is there a reason that they came out not in cinematics, not in any game dialogue, not in game, but in comics? Because then they could still sell in China and Russia, where that thing wouldn't fly, where that would get the game banned or put on some sort of list. So, you know, I don't know about staying on China's good side is like the best thing ever. But apparently Blizzard's response has been god-awful regardless.
It's been crazy.
Because it hasn't been like, well, you know, we have to do this as a business decision, and our commitments are to the shareholders, which honestly I kind of respect at this point. Just put it out there.
Just say it.
Just if you were say
going,
it.
If you were going to be honest, quit, we respect honesty.
Yeah, they have non-binary bathrooms at BlizzCon, and then they're like doing this shit. Like, just come out and tell us you're scumbags and be straightforward with it. Like, that's what I want. But so one of the things is that I'd love to see, they weren't, and I love this because I looked into it and I was like, is this a conspiracy theory? No, there were legitimate problems with people were trying to delete their accounts, and they turned off that functionality. There were four different ways to do it, and it was down on all four. Now, someone that works in software, Lynn can confirm this, that doesn't just happen.
No.
It may happen on one, possibly on two if they're tied together, but all four of those, there's four for a reason. They're not all tied to the same database, and if they are, I don't think they all just go down at the time that everyone's trying to use them. I don't know. So that was really awesome, and then they found out that was a violation of GDPR, which is the new EU privacy laws, magically you could delete your account again.
Oh my gosh.
They've done a lot of censoring, text censoring, like you can't use the words Hong or Kong in your Battle.net account anymore. Wow. And check out for text bans. And then, of course, Blizzard employees have staged a walkout.
See, this is really interesting to me that they would ban the words Hong and Kong, and yet so much hate speech is still allowed.
Yeah, Hong Kong.
Lynn, when it's 12% of your profits, you can make an exception.
Hong and Kong are not offensive words at all. Like, there's nothing offensive about Hong Kong.
What if you put them together? It'll cost you $500,000. It'll get you fired from your job.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's really funny to me because we can talk forever about like, oh, it's more complicated than that. They have shareholders. It's like money. It's business. That's what it is. It's money. You are putting money over the value of a human life. That's just as simple as this is.
Well, it
just kind of blows my mind that this is even like a topic of conversation at all. Well, where it's like, can we put the amount of money on a human life? Well, apparently we can.
Well, Blizzard could have used the goodwill too from like being like, you know, he's not allowed to do that and slapping him with some sort of fine or something like that, or having a better response to all this instead of just like taking
something measured, but
they could use the goodwill from people. Blizzard is not doing themselves any favors right now.
Well, no, this is the worst possible outcome for Blizzard.
Their
ever.
PR has been rough for over a year now, and I just feel like they need something good.
Do you know how many people that we worked with personally when we went out to BlizzCon for Blizzard PR have been laid off? You know how many? You know those staff layoffs?
All of them
were mostly. Remember, they said they were not tech. They were none of them were in tech or development. They were all extra positions like marketing and PR.
Yeah.
What do you think happens to a company's PR when you lay off half of their PR staff?
Surprise, surprise.
Oh wow, you don't have okay, so you might not need them right now. And if you're if you're taking down esports, you might not need those esports PR guys. But guess what? You can't just build up infrastructure immediately to deal with crises or respond to crises when they happen now. So they had their Blizzard employees staged a walkout. They covered. I love
Hell
it.
Hell yeah,
I've
Blizzard
seen
employees. Hell fucking yeah.
That big statue you see out front that they have out front of the Blizzard headquarters, and then they have like a circle around it, and one of the plaques in there says "Every voice matters." Mm-hmm. The protesters covered that up because clearly that doesn't ring true. And the other thing that's really disturbing and bothers me mostly about this is I bet if you polled Blizzard employees at random, 95%+ of them would say they disagreed with this decision.
Yep.
And that's what's so fucked up about this is it's not even the company's people. It is honestly the money men at the very, very tippy top of this. And the other thing is, like I said, negotiating with the terrorist, you have to make these decisions very, very, very quickly because China is very quick to ban products and ban IPs from their entire country and that therefore that entire market. And so if you don't respond quickly and things get out of hand, I mean, they banned Winnie the fucking Pooh in China. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I have to say is good luck at BlizzCon.
Woo!
Yeah.
I feel like it's just going to be like protests.
How are they going to do BlizzCon? Honest to Christ, how are they going to do BlizzCon this year?
I don't know.
Because they can't shut down everything. You remember when we went to the esports things and they had signs out that you could write on piles of Sharpies and signs. Those aren't going to be there.
No.
But you could write something on the inside of your sweatshirt and then hold it up in a live event. How are they going to edit all of this? There are, 25,000 people at
BlizzCon? How many
people
do you think are going to bring, like, masks to wear? Mm-hmm. Like the little, like the surgical masks or whatever, those, because those are banned, right? That's like the symbol. Yeah.
35,000 people when we were there. How are you going to do that? You can't police that. And considering everyone goes there in costume.
Yikes.
So good luck.
Good luck. Also, keep that May fan art going. That May is the symbol of the Hong Kong resistance now. Keep it coming.
And they are doing that to intentionally get Overwatch banned from China. They are making so many Blizzard memes. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing most of it on Reddit, but I know it's kind of spreading out to all these other smaller gamer communities trying to get the Blizzard games banned in China.
If they
because
still got banned
just
in
like
China.
Just like Winnie the Pooh got banned because.
This is a mess.
Yep. Woo. Yep. So.
This is
all
fun.
Right, that's it. That's all the politics. And now just some fun news. It's not that fun. Fortnite revenue. I mean, we knew this was coming. Fortnite revenue dropped. Their quarterly revenue dropped
by a little bit,
52%.
Oh,
yeah.
Last quarter.
I mean, they're still on top. They're still making the most revenue.
Yeah,
but
that's
as
a
much
big
as
drop,
they could
though.
But that's 52%. The thing is, how much of the market is segmented now that they've got Apex Legends, PUBG, Call of Duty's going to have. Everyone has these game modes now. So I'm kind of like. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, you knew it wouldn't last forever, right?
That's just the way trends are.
But that's why Epic has invested so heavily in their game launcher so quickly, because they have Fortnite Cash. They're not reinvesting $2 billion in Fortnite. They're investing it elsewhere.
Yep.
Which brings us to our next story. Discord, our favorite chat service where you guys hang out with us a lot, announced a round of layoffs in their marketing department.
Hmm.
Where have we seen this before?
Well, here's the thing
Discord's
about...
Discord's going to be in the next scandal. Oh, great.
Well, here's the thing about Discord, dude. Like, Discord, remember how they had their store? Mm-hmm. And we were really excited about the store. Well, they've shuttered that, so I think there's staff that's being lost with that. But again, this is coming back to why I was talking about the Epic Game Store. Everyone's so mad that they're buying exclusives. Well, guess what? The exclusives have you talking about the Epic Game Store. There are so many people that didn't even know the Discord store existed because
they
didn't have any big titles that were driving people to the store. Not to say they have a ton of cash. They have 35 million machines that they're installed on. They have absolutely no revenue model, unfortunately. Discord does not know how to make money, so look forward to them selling to a bigger company that will in turn then sell all of your data to Russia and China. And we're back on politics!
Womp.
Or they'll start charging you for
I would
your
pay
Discord
for Discord...
server.
It was because people were paying for Ventrilo, And Ventrilo was just like this old ass dinosaur shit technology, but people were willing to pay for it because it was like stable servers and it was good. So I mean,
don't say that out too loud though. That we would pay for Discord.
Well,
I don't want to.
I feel like you could just charge for servers. So like we would pay for it, but none of our users would use it.
Here's what would happen is they would start charging, and then immediately somebody would come out with a similar service that's free, and everyone would migrate over there. I mean, that's just what would happen. They can't start charging; they'll lose everyone.
That's fair.
They'll get Discorded.
Oh, you were saving that one.
I just thought of it right now.
Okay, so here's another one. Red Dead. This is just a couple. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming to PC
finally.
So prepare for a lot more funny mods and videos. Ooh, just like when GTA 5 moved to PC, and
that'll be
like,
hilarious.
Rubbing their hands like, here we go. It's time for memes.
Oh yeah.
And then finally, The Outer Wilds is out on PlayStation 4 next week. Mm-hmm. This is not The Outer Worlds.
Nope. Yeah.
What the fuck? I clicked on an article that said that's out, and I was like, oh, I want to read about it because I'm very excited about The Outer Worlds. I did not know about The Outer Wilds.
Yeah, different game.
The Outer Space Wilds, exploration. I was watching a trailer for it. Jason Schreier from Kotaku, who we like, said it was one of the best games he's ever played. Have you seen this game?
I have seen it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
it looks awesome.
I'm going to try to – it's on my list. It's on my list now. And hopefully if I'll roll something in Dice of Destiny, I can play it or something. Because it looks awesome. I'm so stoked. It's been out on PC and Xbox.
Here's the problem. The Outer Wilds is coming out on the when? Next month?
It's already been out since like May. It came out in like
– It's coming out on the PlayStation.
But now it's coming out on PlayStation.
And then
4.
The Outer Worlds –
They're
coming
both coming out.
Out
this month. Yeah. The Outer Worlds and The Outer Wilds on PS4.
I don't like that. It's Armageddon and what was the other one?
Deep Impact.
Deep
but
Impact
it was like,
all over again.
It's like Armageddon and Armageddon's. Like, which one are you going to? I'm going to Armageddon. Farmageddon and Armageddon. You're like, which one?
Wait.
And then this is our favorite. This is great. Apparently a burglar.
Dude.
Broke into Valve headquarters and stole $40,000 worth of games, accessories, and Gabe Newell's minigun.
So he posed.
Oh, that's personal.
Yeah. I guess.
Gabe Newell had this like little, you know, model minigun that he posed on a magazine with, and this guy jacked it.
Here's the thing. This guy was accessing a unsecured stairwell.
Dude, I love this. He just walked in, essentially.
Oh, shit.
And then he was just walking in, going in there. And this is like, he did it a couple times.
He loaded
came back.
Plastic garbage cans full of stuff and just walked out with it.
Holy shit.
And then went back in and did it again.
Here's the thing, dude. This dude is living the ultimate. And then he grabs he also has been wanted on a number of charges, including stealing a FedEx truck. And
who is
leading
this guy?
You know who he is? He's the guy when you like walk past, for example, you walk past the FedEx truck idling outside your office and you think, someone could just steal that. This guy is that someone.
He doesn't have the voice in your head that's like, no, 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 no.
When you walk through your office and you see all the people's computers just sitting out and like all, for example, like in my office, we have like a Nintendo Switch and an Xbox and all this stuff. And you just walk through and you're like, man, someone could just steal all this. This guy is that someone. He just does the stuff that you think someone could do this. He does it.
Oh my God.
We found him, people.
He just, the truck was idling and he was like, I guess it's my truck now.
His name is Sean Chaputis.
That's the name of someone who gives zero fucks.
Sean Chaputis he's the guy.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Chaputis that dude. Chaputis me that beer. I'm not going to steal beer from a 7-Eleven. Sean Chaputis
would.
And look where it got him.
Well, he got away with it. It sounds like he got away with the FedEx truck thing.
So the best part, though, is in the news story, he stole all of these games, right? Mm-hmm. And then he sold them to GameStop. For how much?
It's like $350.
$350?
He stole.
Dude, this is
so
just
much
classic
shit. GameStop just fucked him.
How is it that GameStop ends up being the bad guy in this story?
GameStop is like somehow worse than a pawn shop.
Yeah, no,
they're
GameStop
so
is somehow worse
than
a guy
shop.
Who goes in and steals, what, $40,000 worth of games? Somehow they come out worse.
He's $350 or something. Oh,
so
good.
If you guys could steal any item from a game studio,
So if we could, Shaputis,
if you could Shaputis anything from a game studio, you just walk into an unsecured back room. Awesome. What would you steal?
Okay. I know. So Nintendo. Okay. Nintendo headquarters, the one in Redmond, Washington, has areas that you cannot take photographs of. They don't want pictures getting out, and I think it's partially for this reason, because they don't want huge fanboys to like try to break in and like, because everything's Nintendo.
Yeah.
They have a room, though, with a bunch of old arcade machines that you can't play. They're kept behind glass of like old school original Nintendo games, which would be awesome. But then there's a special room that has statues of all of their most popular characters, so like Mario, but the statues are in like 8-bit style, and it shows their evolution to now.
You toured this facility?
I read about this tour.
Okay.
And I knew this existed. And that's what I would steal. I would go steal all the Mario statues and the Zelda statues and a game machine. Just throw them all in a plastic garbage can and walk on out.
This is like my Instagram like dream.
Wouldn't
Holy
that be
shit.
Awesome?
Can you imagine how sick my feed would be? I'd get so many likes. Yeah. And I took pictures in front of them.
Yes.
Oh yeah, take a bunch of photos and just get those out there.
Yes.
These areas where you're not allowed
to. Put Link in my bedroom.
Oh yeah, every version, so, the evolution of Link,
every
Donkey
I wake
Kong,
up,
and Mario.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I want to see when That'd I wake
be
up
awesome.
In the morning. Twilight.
Statues of that. Princess Come Link. On!
Mwah.
I want it.
Mwah.
I want it.
I think I'm so obsessed with prototype consoles and stuff like that.
This would be cool.
Okay.
You know that Utah Retro Gamers group on Facebook that we've talked about a couple times. We actually interviewed the guy that runs it at one point.
His name's Gabe, not Gabe Newell.
No.
He doesn't have a minigun, I don't think.
He could, though.
He probably has a minigun. He probably has a minigun. I've met him.
Listen to the stereotype.
All video game guys have a minigun.
All Gabes have a minigun.
If you don't have a minigun, then you're even a gamer.
Are you even a Gabe?
Are you even a Gabe?
I'm going to take your Gabe card. Hand it to me right now. Oh, I see this is still a rookie card. Okay, so I'm fascinated with that group, and I always look at the stuff they post, and it's mostly the crazy consoles they post. And so I have this suspicion, and it has no basis in fact at all, that there is some room in the Sega headquarters that is an archive of all of their – because like the Game Boy Advance, for example, there were hundreds of special ones made. There is one that Gabe was posting. It's a Tommy Hilfiger Game Boy Advance, an official – like licensed
Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh my God.
Game Boy Advance.
Nintendo and Tommy Hilfiger together at last. Two things that I've always wanted together.
I like Tommy.
Like nuts and gum.
Like I like the cologne.
Together at last.
And I also
nuts
like
nuts and gum. Oh my God.
Nuts and gum?
That
is not a combo.
Yeah, there's actually a website I found a million years ago, and I'll find it because I posted it on the Utah Retro Gamers page, and I was like, have you guys seen this? And it lists all of them, like, and you can go through and see pictures of all of them, and they explain where they were. Like, it was a promo. Oh, every single one of them, it was some promotion
was some promo.
In Japan. Mm-hmm. Always a promotion in Tokyo or something for like one Toys R Us store.
Maybe
in
they,
Japan.
Yeah, maybe they like people really buy into that in Japan. They're like, shoot, Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah,
I gotta get that.
Well, they, yeah, I guess
love your brand names. You gotta love your brand names.
Anyway, so I would love to just, and I don't want to steal these things because, like, what am I gonna do with a Tommy Hilfiger Game Boy Advance?
You
just
sell it at GameStop for $5,
just like a
easy weed money,
$6.
Yeah, I need that. So yeah, I think I would just like to go through like a museum.
You just want
to
go look
and just
at it,
look at all of them because I just think they're so cool.
You could be like the Indiana Jones for like old.
Yes,
made.
Should have been in a museum.
It belongs in a museum.
There
yes,
you go.
They should have a museum where you can go look at every single one of their Game
That's
Boys.
What we'll do.
Their
we'll
Dreamcast.
Go to these, steal the stuff, and start a video game museum.
Start a museum. We can be like the British Museum. Just steal shit and then say that it's part of.
I'd be
of-
like, no, this is ours.
And then we brag about how big our collection is.
Yep.
Everyone's like, y'all stole that.
Yeah, you like. Killed a bunch of people and conquered.
We're curating.
Do
you have anything you would?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Schlepkis?
Oh.
What was his name?
Eliza Schlesinger? I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just really quick.
The Thief.
It's consolevariations.com. Ah. I will post this. But you can look and just search these consoles. And, like, so you go to Dreamcast.
This is wild.
And then look these are all the special Dreamcasts. There's a Ferrari Dreamcast. It's like, you know, just the special red ones.
I have disposable income. There's a
Hello Kitty Dreamcast.
Okay, that is actually a brilliant.
Yeah. Lynn's back on board. There's a Coca-Cola. Yep, there is an official Coca-Cola Dreamcast.
Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy, the crossovers, though.
This is...
Yeah, just things you wouldn't have, like, expected, but they were just, like, small little promos that they did for a minute here or there, but you click on them, and then you can see, like, read the story about them. It's super cool. All right.
So owned by Jonathan Deesing.
All of them.
How did I get these?
Private donation to the museum.
Private collection.
I just threw them all in a garbage can and took them out the front door.
And walked them out.
Right out the front door.
All right, Lynn, what you got?
No, so, I thought about this one for a while. Because, like, the world is big. We have many different gaming companies. But what I think I would do is I think I would sneak into Sony, Sony's headquarters, get to the Kojima Productions area, find Hideo Kojima, and steal his brain. That is what I want.
What are you going to do with it?
Figure out what the fuck
is
Death Stranding
is. We don't know. Nobody knows what we would do with
figure
it.
Figure out what he the doesn't fuck even is know. Going on
you
in
let
there.
His brain, you let his brain tell you what you're
yeah.
going to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. I would take his beautiful, mushy, gray matter brain, stick it into some sort of machine, and just decipher it. I just want...
You wouldn't understand it.
I just want to know.
Nope. Make sense. It still wouldn't make sense. You'd be like, I don't get it.
Have a chance. It's like building that machine in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy to ask what the meaning of the universe is. Yeah. And the answer is 42. No, I'm going to get 42 out of this.
Get it!
And then I'm like, fuck, now I have to build another machine to decipher what the decipher means.
Wait, what was the question? Oh, man. No, you need to go to Kojima Productions and steal Daryl from The Walking Dead back. We need to release him.
No,
we know he's
dead.
There.
Are
he's,
you still watching
you need
this
to get
show?
His body back.
Is anyone still watching this show?
No, he's not on it anymore, is he?
So that's probably why no one's watching.
There's an Ocarina of Time Game Boy Color.
Nice.
This just lets me know that you weren't listening to a thing I was saying.
I listened.
Absolutely not. I was at consolevariations.com. Everybody
you?
Should check it out.
How
this is
dare
classic
you?
JD.
Classic me. Well, how about some more stuff that I'm not super involved in? You guys...
We did something.
You guys played this game. I love you, Colonel Sanders.
Oh. My God.
The finger-licking good dating sim.
Speaking of what I'd want to steal.
Each other's hearts.
Yes.
Why don't you guys tell me about your experience with the... KFC sponsored, produced, and developed dating sims.
So, who would like to go first?
Why don't you start us off, Lynn?
All right. So, like, I was kind of excited to see this because, like, it was funny.
I was curious.
I saw the trailer and I was like, cute, funny. And then I just didn't think about it again. But then people kept on bringing it up to me because they were like, we know you play dating sims. You want to play this
Lynn,
one?
Lynn, you got to play
I was like,
it.
Also, do you know that I hate capitalism? And I hate. And I hate.
Lynn,
corporate
participate
anything
in it.
As I listen to K-pop on my way home.
And here's the
I'm
thing.
A hypocrite. This is fine.
I played it. I hate KFC. I am not a Kentucky Fried
KFC.
Chicken fan.
It's
I'm going to get more hate mail.
I'm going to Tarantino this. Here we go.
Oh.
So we'll start the end.
You start at the end.
We're going to start the end, and then we'll rewind from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. There's just going to be a lot more blood.
I got, a notification from Instagram saying that someone had flagged a post of mine saying they were concerned about my well-being. And now we start with the KFC dating sim.
Now rewind.
Now
back.
Rewind.
12 hours earlier.
Rewind.
Okay.
I start the KFC dating sim, and I'm like, okay, music is cute. We're listening to it right now.
It starts off
very mellow.
Very like, so the music at the beginning, like the very intro, is really...
It's like an anime opening.
It's like an anime opening.
High energy. You get introductions to the characters.
There's like a montage of the characters and of KFC food coming at you. Like,
well, let me describe the Colonel Sanders in this image if you haven't seen this game. This is not the Colonel Sanders you know. This is the most anime Colonel
this
Sanders
is shoujo
ever.
Shoujo manga. Shoujo? Yeah.
Very thin. very svelte. Minus his hair is incredible.
Minus 50 pounds.
Minus
100
pounds.
No,
minus 1,000 years.
He looks
no
like
beard.
A young Silver Fox Anderson Cooper. Like, that's what he looks like.
But with a microscopic goatee. That just
chiseled
just
jaw.
Screams sex. Yes. This guy is sex.
Oh, and the writing in the game, when you first meet him, the meet cute, is just like cherry blossoms. Poof, animated from off
it
screen.
It really is, yeah.
The sun opens
here he comes.
In the
here
window.
He, comes.
He walks into the classroom and poof, like floaty.
We're getting
soft
so close
background
to like paint. the future we were promised by like 90s cyberpunk movies in which fast food companies are manufacturing and producing pornography.
Yes.
Like that's where we're headed.
Very close.
We are.
You like go eat your KFC and watch KFC porn.
Wouldn't be surprised if someone masturbated to this dude. He looks good.
I'd
He's
watch
desirable.
KFC porn.
He's desirable. So I'm
not my type.
So I'm like playing the game and I'm just like, funny, this is good, yeah, fun, good, yeah. Like shallow characters, really weird. And then all of a sudden, it's like day two or day one or something. And as I was playing through it, I'm like, I'm going to try and get the best ending possible. So every choice I get, I'm like, Colonel Sanders. Like, I'm just like...
Wait, you're
going
not.
After
do you
this
play
guy
as
hard.
Colonel Sanders?
No,
you're trying to.
You're trying to fuck Colonel
unseen
Sanders.
Character who has a
trying to
major
get into his
crush,
bucket.
Trying to get into that bucket.
You're trying to grab that drumstick.
Trying to
get
breasts,
into that bucket.
Trying to get some of those biscuits.
You want him to his all over you. You want to his down. You want to
Lynn!
That fried chicken Lynn! And the.
Okay, you just like him.
You want to that
I didn't get that far in the game.
Oh, so you must have not gotten the secret ending.
I got... You know what my ending was?
The just, secret ending!
Here's my Tarantino version. I lost. And the game told me I lost.
Oh my god.
I was like, how did I lose?
You didn't
it
get
didn't
them biscuits.
It didn't even let me finish the school. It was just like, yeah, you lost.
Oh, you must have made poor decisions.
I thought I was making good decisions. Yeah. Just a couple bad ones in a row, and Colonel Sanders was like, ew. Real quick, do you know what my character's name was?
Please tell me.
Carl's Jr.
Oh my god!
So reading this throughout the whole time, it was Carl Jr. trying to date Colonel Sanders, having a secret crush, and I was like, this is incredible. This dialogue was so good.
This is really good. Yeah, whoever did like the writing, it's solid. It's solid writing. The animation, like the art style, is also like spot on.
The music's good. Like, everything's so good. It's yeah. just...
It's just... Subject it's a dating, matter. It's just... a dating sim that's created by a fast food restaurant.
It's not that, and it's not that interesting. I did
it's
not
boring.
Have fun with it.
It's boring. It's boring. So I'm like taking pictures of like the screenshots. I'm like, huh, funny, posting on Instagram. Huh, funny, posting on Instagram. And when you first meet Colonel Sanders and he like walks in, you see his face and he's holding his glasses and they do the shine. Pling. I took a picture of that and I just wrote, I want to die. And posted it.
Oh, that's where we get.
And then the next one was like him like helping me cooking something. And I'm like, throw me into a volcano this very instant. Just do it. And later. So the ending, I thought I was doing really
your
good.
Your Instagram
so,
followers just like winging. They're so concerned about you.
Posting a picture of Colonel's sexy Colonel
sexy
Sanders.
They have
Sanders
no context. So she's just
die.
Looking at sad Magna. Manga.
Magna. It's Magna.
Magna. Sad Magna. Magna. I always
sad
associate
magma,
those two
again,
words.
Again, why I wanted to be thrown into volcano. That's
right.
Why I get my kicks.
There you go.
No, so like I played the whole thing and like I was frustrated because I thought I was doing really well. Like every chance that I got to be as Colonel Sanders as possible, like to pursue him as a partner, I was into it. And at the very, very end, you graduate from the three-day school.
That's your semester.
Yeah.
Mm. 3 days.
And
you learn a lot.
After the party or whatever, like we're dancing together and he just is like, oh, you think that you're coming with me to be my business partner? This cannot be. And then like just departs into the wild to fulfill his dream of opening a successful chain of chicken restaurants.
What a jerk.
So I didn't even get to be with him.
He's a jerk.
57 minutes I played this game. And I didn't even get to be with
and
him.
It felt
and that
like
was me trying. No, and it felt like I was... Again, would rather
like you
die.
Sold your soul a little bit
yeah,
to get there
to do this, and I didn't mm-hmm. even get anything out of it. And
yeah,
then
I was answering the questions. I was like, I don't want to make
like, don't
mashed
care.
Potatoes and gravy.
I don't care.
I don't care what your secret ingredient is.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh.
It's, he tells you a secret ingredient, and in the game, it's blacked out.
Yeah,
you don't really get to see it.
Mm-mm.
Come on. Come on. No. They could have just said garlic, because garlic's definitely one of them.
The other funny thing about this is that they did that thing where they try to keep like the dating sim interesting, where it's like they add like little mini games, like Dream Daddy little mini games where you would like do something else besides just point and click to try and keep it interesting. So they tried to do that. So like they gave you quizzes, like where they would quiz you on like
that's where I failed
knowledge or whatever. Oh, yeah.
I failed in my KFC knowledge.
Yeah.
I just don't know. All
of us are going to fail
about
KFC. KFC is hot garbage. It's a bucket, hot bucket of garbage.
It's actually not good. So, I was just.
That's how that. We were wondering how they're going to like monetize that. It's because people are going into KFC to study up for the quiz. Because he's such a. He's so hard to get.
He's so hard to get. So, like, afterwards, I'm like, okay, that was like 15 minutes. I'm never getting back again. And I went and, like, did something else. I can't remember. I think I played Borderlands for a bit and killed some things and I felt better.
Okay.
And then I was like, later, I was like, my husband got home from work and I was just like, oh, check this out. And I was like showing him pictures of like the KFC dating sim. And I opened up Instagram and it was like, someone let us know that we should reach out to you to see if you need help. And I was like, excuse me? And it was like, click here for resources. And it's like a picture. I actually took
Lynn was like, I'm kind of offended.
That's who I want to talk.
Yes, I do need some help.
Yeah. And I want
thank you very much.
Instagram customer service rep to talk me down when I'm having an emotional crisis.
So it's a line con of a little hand holding a heart. And it says, we're reaching out to offer help. Someone thinks that you might need some extra support right now and asked us to help.
Okay, which one of your troll followers said that?
There are two options.
Wait, can I just do that to anybody?
So there are two options. Here. Either someone that I followed, well, three. One, someone that I followed was like, you absolutely should die, report, and was like, yeah, like, this is terrible, hilarious, haha, funny, trolling me. The other option is that someone said, that's not funny at all. How dare you even make that joke?
I love KFC and that game.
And then, well, no.
And I hate suicide.
It's like, and I hate suicide. You shouldn't joke about it. So reporting you. How dare you?
Like Lynn, hate suicide, like KFC,
like
the game.
This is the most offensive post I've ever seen.
This is my version of the voicemail to you, Peterson. Someone be like, your shit opinions? Report your post.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I think we just had another one come in.
Wait, no.
Same guy.
Wait.
I think you... Wait, we got another follow-up, so maybe he'll talk more shit on you.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe he's calmed down, because he just had to get off the phone last time. He had a rage quit.
All right. I lost service, which was
sure
good.
Did.
I needed a second to cool off after listening to Peterson and his crappy references. Just total shit references.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Video games and food. All right. First off, Minecraft, not McDonald's. McDonald's is good.
Nope.
Peterson. Oh. It's good. You're not better than me. McDonald's.
I never knew I was better than you.
All right. Minecraft. Chuck E. Cheese. Only kids like it. There's no depth.
That's not bad.
There is very little to do. It gets boring really fast. But for some reason, kids, they just love it. They
this
keep going
good.
Back to it.
This and is better than that comparison.
You are the Chuck himself.
He's
called
you.
Whoa, all right. Whoa.
Mousy little guy.
What?
Fazoli's, what is that? Nobody's heard of that.
Okay.
Lies.
Any idea what you're talking about. All right.
Lies.
Second, The Legend of Zelda and Pizza Hut? No. Zelda is much better than that. Think of the best restaurant that you can. Hold it
the
in your
best
mind.
Best restaurant?
That's The Legend of Zelda. All right.
Okay.
Ever.
So The Legend of Zelda's Taco Bell.
Pump the brakes.
This guy's writing Zelda fan fiction.
You can let other people do it. Don't want to hear it anymore. All right.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for nothing.
That last thank you seemed a tad sarcastic.
Okay. A little bit.
Really quickly, I have a point to make here. He said no one knows what Fazoli's is. We got a angry message
fairly angry on
Twitter from a gentleman who was like, are you kidding me? I love Fazoli's and I go there every chance I get. And he was not joking. So I don't know. I still don't know who you are, guy. But listen,
one of the biggest assholes in the world, too.
Wait, is that about me? Because you played that last week about me on this same segment.
I don't know. It's open to interpretation.
Peterson, I think you need this a little bit more than I. Yeah. We are reaching out to help. Someone
so seems like you need some help here.
Are you getting bullied right
are
now?
Are you getting cyber bullied?
From some rando.
Audio bully.
Who doesn't like your comparisons on which video games are which foods. We all know this is a...
Okay.
You
guys,
blew it!
Quickly, this is a polarized, hot topic. We would prefer that you have calm heads.
No, that's what I'm saying. This guy did exactly what you're supposed to do. He took a breath. He lost service. He called back and very clearly articulated why Peterson sucks.
And he yes.
gave very helpful constructive criticism
Thank
and
feedback. Thank you so much. You're wrong.
Peterson has the sassiest look on his face right now.
But thank you for calling.
That thank you also seemed sarcastic.
Join us next week for the follow-up.
I don't know who this guy is, but I love him. And I hate him at the same time.
Okay, we gotta move on. Okay, so what time are we at?
1:05.
Perfect. So when I reached out to Lynn about coming on, I asked her what she was playing, and she mentioned she's playing Borderlands 3. Mm-hmm. And I said I was playing Borderlands 3, and I was really excited. Lynn, you had a very succinct summary of your experience with Borderlands 3. Tell us what was your very quick...
Let's see if I can track down what I actually said.
I mean,
said.
You don't have to read it verbatim.
Nope.
Your thoughts Gotta are probably it. The same. Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to read it.
What it's Lynn okay. said is that she described it as a huge, buggy, clusterfuck mess.
Yes, that is the words I used.
that sounds right.
And you know what's funny is I'm really, really patient and tolerant. As long as it's not an online game with lag and load times and stuff in single player games, I feel like that's what I grew up with. Those types of experiences, and especially with single player games back in the day when those things weren't patched out, you just had to just live to with them.
This
you
is get what it was.
Jack and Daxter 2 on the PlayStation 2, that's not getting a patch, and it has a load hitch or something in a certain level. You just deal with it.
And listen, here's the thing. I am also a forgiving person, right? Like, I understand that games are made by humans. Mm-hmm. We are human. We make mistakes. There are real people who built this game, who lost sleep, who sacrificed, you know, a
and
lot.
Had to work for
Randy Pitchford.
Really long, right. with not a lot of money because game workers haven't unionized yet. It's just, you know, I get that.
Yeah.
But I lost guns. I'm mad.
But I lost them guns.
Yeah, because I thought Lynn was being dramatic because I was like, for me, my experience has just been when we teleport into a new map or something, it takes a million years to load.
Oh, it takes a million years.
Have you installed yours on your PlayStation?
Yeah. So
does that help?
It's on PlayStation. No, it's gotten worse. It's like
is yours installed, like the game installed onto the PlayStation?
Yeah.
And it's not any better.
It's not doing great. No.
Blarg.
So like...
We're just trying to sell PS5s is what they're doing.
We just hit travel. Jen and I play, and we both just pull our phones out.
Yep.
It's going to be
that bad?
It's going to be a while. No, oh, I've also been seeing because Jerem and I are playing split screen. So, like, when I'm split screen and I play on his file where he hasn't, like, gone as far as me, if I go to play solo again just myself, I have to go all... I can't fast travel to where I've been before if Jerem hasn't been there yet.
Because he's in charge.
It forgets. No, like, if I'm playing by myself after I've played with
him... Right, but did he invite you to the game originally so it was his game and so you had
It forgets that I've gone to those places, so I have to go back down to Ellie's stupid little shuttle launch to the planet again, and then discover all of those fast travel stations again.
Wait.
It blows.
That's just a
it
quality
blows.
Why don't life
you,
issue.
What if you just quit the game and then logged back in as yourself?
That's
that...
what happens.
Wait, really?
Yeah. No, really.
That's what you get for playing by yourself.
I know. I have no friends. This is hard. Like, we were making fun of you because we were saying that you had no friends.
There's a lot of projection,
and
wasn't it,
guys? It was a joke. But
you were
projecting. This is my actual life.
I don't have friends
that play with me.
That guy online is my friend. He called me twice.
I know I'm your best friend, but you're really not my best friend.
Here's the thing. Even though it's buggy as hell, I'm having a hard time. Split screen real fucks so hard. I'm still having a good time.
You didn't play vertical, right? Because that's where...
That only gives you the one choice. It only gives you horizontal.
I'm sorry, Borderlands 2.
Oh, I did play vertical.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's been killing me. Jenna
me.
And I played
it
in vertical.
Me. We can't see a damn thing.
Well, it was so funny because when we very first started playing, Jenna was like, yeah, it's okay. And I was like, dude, do you want to just switch to vertical just to see? And it wasn't like she was complaining about the split screen. I just did it on a lark because I'd never seen... Well, I had seen, but when was the last time you saw vertical split screen? Resident Evil 5?
Yeah, what was the last time a game offered split screen?
Yeah, exactly. And so we switched it, and it was like a whole new world. She was so stoked, and then we beat the whole game because she loved it so much because you have your own... So this brings about... This is why I want to talk about the segment, because this is something I've been seeing quite a bit, and it's been a bit militarized, and I'll get into that in a second. But patient gaming... Is this concept of waiting for a game to get ironed out. So you iron out all those bugs. You wait a couple years for Borderlands 3 to all their DLC comes out and all the bugs are fixed. All the multiplayer issues are fixed and ironed out, and those issues have been reported by people that have been really pissed over the last 2 years about these things. And you pick it up on a Steam sale for $10. And that's the thing, is this is these this virtue that these people live by. And quite frankly, it's a good virtue because there are so many games, we talk about this all the time, that come out all the time. And to try to keep up with them is kind of an exercise in madness and can become a very expensive exercise in madness. And especially if you've budgeted $60 for Borderlands 3 and you're playing half the time on your phone while you're waiting for it to load, or you're losing guns, that's something that you can be like, dang, I could be playing. Like when I went back and played Last of Us, which was, I mean, at the I played the remaster.
That was like a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the remaster at the time was like 2 years old. The game itself at the time was like 6-7 years old, and it was gorgeous. It was perfect. It was like the most enjoyable experience I ever had. And so that's kind of what we don't talk about. And then one of the other things when I talk about it being militarized, so there is a patient gaming subreddit, which is a lot of people like, hey, I just picked up Bioshock Infinite for the first time and played it, and it was awesome, and then they talk about it. But they're now using it as a bludgeon to wield against game companies. Like, they're saying, oh, well, if you're going to be an exclusive on the Epic Game Store, I'm just going to be a patient gamer about it. And that's the idea, is like, wait. We'll just wait until it's, you know, which I'm like, that's what we've been saying
that's
the
fine.
Whole time.
You can do that.
Just do that and shut up and quit bitching about it. But they're like, but I think they're being the loudest because they're the ones that have already bought the game. And they're like,
they've already purchased
it. They're like, if I can convince someone else to not buy it, then my conscience is clear.
Oh, but I'm going to play it.
Oh, I'm going to play it because I love Borderlands.
I'm going to play it.
But you, no one else. You guys should be check out Patient wait. Gamers.
You
should
be
a patient gamer.
You should wait.
So I think it's awesome. But we wanted to talk about kind of like the virtues and the pros and the cons. What do you guys like about this? What don't you like about this?
I think what's funny about this is that this is actually the first time I've heard that term patient gaming, that there's a subreddit dedicated to it that mm-hmm. people
I thought it was about people in hospitals.
Yeah, that too.
Nice. Patient gaming.
Actually, when you first wrote that, I was like, patients? Gaming? Like who?
You're stuck in the hospital. What
you're
game
stuck
do
in
you
the
play?
Hospital. You pull out your
the
Switch.
The English language is so borked sometimes. I'm like, what the? What are we doing here?
No, this is good.
No,
what were you saying?
But it's funny because I think I do this anyway, not meaning to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's out of just pure laziness and just being poor. Like, just being like, oh, it'd be kind of fun to play that game, but
is that worth $60?
That much money right now.
$60 is a lot of money.
I could buy
a lot of McDonald's.
And I could just play Stardew Valley again. I guess I won't. And so I just don't.
Here
so
comes your six.
That's why you'll see me in like a year or two from now being like, dude, Spider-Man was fucking dope. Why didn't more people talk about this?
Well, then you talk about the money, and that's one of the things that's starkest to me is that right now with Borderlands 3, you're like, am I getting $60 out of this game because it's buggy and all this stuff? In 2-3 years, for $30, mm-hmm. you absolutely know you're getting $30 out of that game.
Yep.
So it's 100% like the right financial choice to make.
And here's the other stupid thing about that is that this is Borderlands. This is a shoot and loot. This is sort of an RPG, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm not playing this for the story at all, but I want to know what happens and I'll be like, if you guys spoil it for me, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
I want to know what happens, and that's why I'm playing it now.
Like, I think you need to worry about Borderlands spoilers.
Here, like,
unless you, like, hang out in the community a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care, and I haven't seen anything about the story.
But I already have, like, seen a couple of things where I'm like, I'd prefer, like, if I hadn't even seen
okay.
Like, I want to go in blind. I don't want anyone to ruin this for me. I got far enough in the game where, like, something big happened, and I am so glad that I didn't that wasn't spoiled for me.
Got
and this
it.
Is again a game that the story doesn't actually matter. Mm-hmm. It's still just fun.
It's just fun.
It's just fun.
Yep. So for me, I do this a lot. I wait, especially on single player games. For multiplayer, it's different because it's flash in the pan type of stuff. Call of Duty comes out. If you want to play, you
have
to buy it right away. You have to play because in a year and a half, 2 years, no one's going
to
be playing it online.
Can't wait to play Fortnite in 2025.
PUBG.
Have you guys seen this game? It's so cool.
Dude, Fortnite. Have you heard of
it? You're like building stuff and running around.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You drop out of a plane with three other people. It's really fun.
With three other people.
It's always the same three people. It's really cool.
I don't know how they get us all together every time.
Matchmaking is really tough. These guys are way good.
But single player games, I think it's totally worth waiting. Just to do it, first of all, unless you're like a massive fan. If you're mm-hmm. if you are a massive fan, you're not going to be able to wait, right? You're mm-hmm. not going to be able to wait for that to come out. But if you are a lukewarm fan, the game looks amazing, you want to play it, here's the thing. You should absolutely wait. There are so many games to play, so many good games to play. If you're lukewarm on it, just wait. Wait a year. Wait 6 months even. It will be a much better product in 6 months than it is today. So yep. I'm a proponent of just, hey, wait it out if you can. You
know? I feel like this podcast kind of screws me on that sometimes because I'm like, I feel like I have to talk about Borderlands 3 when it's out and like it's relevant because no one wants to listen to a podcast of patient gaming. Remember this game? Right. Oh, do you remember this game?
Legit, but, that's what I feel like every time I come on this show. It's like,
hey, guys, I just started playing
Stardew. Like, there's so many good merits. Yeah, I played both of Peterson. I played Stardew Valley way after the big craze. Mm-hmm. It did not disrupt my enjoyment
whatsoever. I just started playing Red Dead 2. Like,
oh, perfect.
That's, I just started playing.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't buy it, did you?
Hmm?
On PS4?
Yeah, did.
Should you let me know you borrowed it from me?
Oh.
If you have PS4 games,
just message Jamie
Message
first.
Me if you want to play, because I probably have them.
Do you have every game?
No.
Messaging
no,
you
every
right
single
now?
Game.
Lynn just starts texting me right.
A list? Get texting have these right over to now. Me.
I have Barbie's
these
magical horse.
These are costing
horse.
Me 10 cents a piece. I'm roaming.
Bryce, oh my gosh.
All
Do
right.
Do you have Just Dance 2019?
Really quickly, the other piece of this is for me. A lot of what game I'm playing is decided by what I feel like playing at the moment.
This is so true.
Like, I get in a mood to play a certain type of game where I'm and this is a huge deal with shooters. So, like, Gears 5, I'm enjoying the game. I don't want to play a shooter right now. I want to play something different. And so it's hard for me to get back into it. It's hard for me to buy a game if I'm not into that genre at the moment. I'm the same way with music, right? I won't listen to music mm-hmm. for like months until I'm like, I'm back into music now.
Yeah.
And I get way into it. I'm the yeah. same way with games, right? Yeah.
That's fair. Okay. So that brings
this
us.
This is really sad though too, because like sometimes I think I'm in that same boat where I'm like, oh, I'm just not in the mood to play this game. And there's legit been times where I've been like, all right, here we go, Horizon Zero Dawn, we're gonna do it, gonna play the best game of all time if I believe what my husband says.
And I own that too. You
yeah,
borrowed that
and
from
I do.
Me.
Well,
$120.
Oh, I own all the games. Richie Rich over here.
Yeah. I'm rich because I'm smart with my money,
money
and
bags.
I borrow games from people.
Money bags.
Oh shit.
I'll be like, here, I'm going to do it. And then I will legit have the thought, that just sounds like so much work. How exhausting to play a new, exciting game
new
with
game.
A fleshed out story and new mechanics. Ugh.
I saw a post on Reddit that was saying that games should have an adult mode.
Oh, this
where,
is amazing.
Where you... You come back to a game after like 6 months and it's like, hey, noticed you've been gone for 6 months. Here's all the story stuff you missed. Here's mm-hmm. the summary.
And
here's how all the buttons
again.
Work.
Yes.
Here's all the controls
just a
you've
quick
forgotten.
5 minutes.
Here's some combos that you might want to do. Here you go. The adult mode.
This...
That's what I want. I want to patent that shit.
Yep.
Yes, please do this.
I would love it.
I
Are
need,
you kidding me?
I need that. So
in
bad
all
in my
games.
Life. And
I need
that
in
just
games.
Not in games. It's just, hey, you haven't seen this relative in a while. Here's their backstory.
Here's
the last offensive thing they said to you.
We all need personal assistants.
They do it with TV shows.
If you had a personal assistant, you could just be like, hey, go find where I was in that game and give mm-hmm. me a summary. And then when I sit back down here with my hot pot, with my pizza rolls.
Mm-hmm.
In like 20 minutes, you better have a prepared report for me, Jensen.
30 pizza rolls.
30 pizza rolls. Go.
Dude, I love it.
Don't play no reindeer games with me.
Here we go. We got a reindeer game.
My favorite, probably my favorite, least favorite thing on the soundboard.
Oh my
reindeer
God.
Games?
The super long reindeer games.
Don't play no reindeer games with me.
Yeah.
Why did we call it reindeer games?
Dude, one of our listeners, listen, you guys, some of you, I know, have gone back through and listened to all of our episodes. If you could track down why the fuck we started calling it reindeer games, I don't know.
I don't
Another
know either.
Kudos.
Another kudos. Yeah, we will give you a straight up kudos on the show because I just don't know, man.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Sometimes our brains, I don't get it.
Okay, so when we're playing a game on our game podcast, we call it Reindeer Games, and Peterson invented a really good one.
This is a game we played with Trent a few weeks ago, and I wanted to play it again. So what I did is I gave these guys four categories to come up with characters. The first one was an animal character. The second one was a character you want to punch in the face. The third one was a character you might describe as cute. And the fourth was a villain.
Gotcha.
So I tried to throw some real general ones there and then some real specific. So who did you guys select as your animal character?
I chose Bulbasaur, best Pokemon.
Mm, good.
I chose Daxter, for the ocelot. What kind of Jack and Daxter? He's an
ocelot.
Which is a real animal, not made up for a video game.
Oh. Do people think that? Do people think ocelots are fake?
I don't know.
Isn't that like an Archer thing too? Look at his tufted ears. Look at his paws.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so then okay, so we have Daxter and Bulbasaur. Okay, mm-hmm. Character you want to punch in the face, and you wouldn't feel bad about it.
Jacob Seed from Far
Cry
5.
Oh, that's a good one. I do want to punch
really
in.
Good one.
But then I was like, I'm going to choose Jacob Seed, and he's going to end up like, we're going to go to Burning Your Man best together. With the way this fucking game works.
Dude,
I know
he would
he's
belong
laugh.
At Burning Man,
I know.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. He'd actually be great at Burning Man.
He'd fit
Man.
In great.
Yeah, until the killings.
Well, it's called
right
Burning Man.
Right up until the killings.
He's going to take it literal.
Listen, okay. It's Burning Man.
You ready to go burn
anyway?
Some people? Wait, what?
Excuse me?
Oh, Jacob, that's the other festival.
Oh, dude, no. That's just what it's called.
You're looking for Fire Fest.
He was there, too. So who's your character you want to punch in the face?
Well, just because it's been on my radar, honestly, it's Ava from Borderlands 3. I want to punch her right in her stupid little teenage face.
The teenage girl you want to punch in the face?
I want to punch her in the face. Like, spoiler alert. Everyone. Actually, no. Jonathan's playing this game. I won't say that. Unless you want to cover your ears real quick.
Oh, there's headphones on him, so I can't cover him.
Well.
Keep it
to
yourself.
You can't hear. He
I'll
has headphones
myself,
on.
But yeah, no. She's just a little
you
shit.
You hate her.
She's a little shit.
Ava from Borderlands and Seed. Jacob Seed. Okay. Character you might describe as cute.
Oh, this one was so easy. Because when I was little, I was obsessed
Colonel
with
Sanders.
no, that is...
the villain.
No, that is what sexually arouses me. That's a character that's...
That was not a category.
So
Glenn just wanted to share.
So that's why I didn't choose him.
Okay, so what?
I was obsessed with Yoshi when I was little. Oh. Like, I just thought he was the cutest effing little
Yoshi's
thing. Like,
cute.
Before I even knew what video games were, I knew what Yoshi was.
Right.
And I would just, like, spend hours doodling him. I thought he was the cutest.
That is true. Yoshi is cute.
I chose Mew from Pokemon.
Other good, very good choice.
Mew is extremely cute.
Okay, Mew. And then villain.
You go first, Jonathan.
The goose.
Oh my
Untitled
God.
Goose Game.
The
you're the villain. If you're playing that game and you don't realize that you are in fact the villain,
I knew.
In that no video true. Game do you get your face put up with like a big red cross by all just normal
do
people.
Do not want
and
this
you're
guy here.
A good guy.
Oh no! Nope. The second that I stole that child's glasses, and
oh,
then like locked
you
him,
you knew you were a bad person, a bad
the telephone
goose.
Booth. I was just like, hell yeah! This is what it feels like to be bad. I chose
good
GLaDOS,
call.
The classic best villain.
Mm. Okay, the villain from.
Portal.
What, Portal. That's mm-hmm. I couldn't think of what the game is called. Portal. Okay. So here we go. Here's the first one. Real easy one. Okay. So I'm gonna say what this is, and you get to pick out of your characters which
one
you want this
okay.
to be. Okay. So this is your partner on an intense work project for about 6 months.
Oh, Jesus
who Christ. Would you want to work with from your list? So you have, Lynn, remind us who you have.
I have Bulbasaur, Ava, Yoshi, GLaDOS.
I only have animals. So the only person I can work with is Jacob Seed.
So you're going to be on a project with
I'd
Jacob
be on a group
Seed.
Project. That motherfucker gets stuff done.
Yeah,
that's true.
Took over an entire county
you
in
actually,
Montana.
You actually might get promoted, like, hard.
You wouldn't even have to work that hard. He would just
nah,
do it.
Exactly. He's I'm the shitty group member, and mm-hmm. he's taking point because he is a natural, like, intense leader.
He doesn't care.
I don't have to work on the project anymore.
He's gonna be intense, too. He's going to leave some bodies on the side of the road, literally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no one's going to fuck with me when you're like, you're not going to get fired. No, no
oh,
one
wait,
will fire
you
our department.
With
no.
Oh, oh no, no, no. Oh,
whatever you want, man.
Whatever
you're
you
making
want.
This is massive great. Cuts to
yeah.
the department.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You got it.
Okay.
You do what you need to do, Seed.
Okay, so Jacob Seed, who do you got?
Oh, gosh. I think it's got to be GLaDOS, man. Because she is
Well, yeah, she's a robot.
Yeah, she's a like robot, a smart, a mastermind. If the presentation or like the project goes poorly, she can just kill all of our superiors. And then
She would sound really nice doing it. She does sound friendly all the time.
So really,
she would be great at presenting the material.
Yeah, this is just a win for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like either we do really well because she's a robot mastermind, or we do badly and she kills everyone.
She does poorly and she puts everyone through some like twisted. Like,
us ladies got us together. GLaDOS and I are going to shatter that glass ceiling.
Hey, if anyone could. Okay. So number two, which character would you select to narrate your life?
Goose.
Oh, my gosh. JD's just walking around. You're going to hear that always. Yeah,
all the time.
Well, I guess you could have said Mew and it'd be Mew, Mew.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really any winners. You haven't...
No.
Okay, who would you have narrate your life? God. See, that's what should have been GLaDOS.
God, yeah, that would have been so much better. I would be, like, way more badass, like, every decision I make. Shit. No, it's...
Who do you have still?
I have Bulbasaur, Yoshi, and Ava. So the only one that is a human that could speak words is Ava, but every word that comes out of her mouth...
She sound like?
Like a whiny teenage girl? Lynn is sitting in the bathtub again hours. God.
It's not even warm anymore.
Why isn't she out there? We should be doing something. That is what Ava sounds like.
Shut up, Ava. I am doing something for myself.
Ooh, self-care.
This is for me. It's self-care, Ava. Oh,
everything's self-care, huh?
it's got to be Yoshi, because no matter what I'm doing, like, he has an inflection for that. So it's like, I'm like working out at the gym, Yoshi. I'm working at work, Yoshi. Like, just
he's
like,
very
really
he's sound positive. Okay.
Wow. So you spent a lot of time drawing him, and apparently a lot of time practicing.
There might have been a small portion of my life where I wanted to be a Yoshi.
It was like a Yoshi phase.
It lasted from like when I was like six until I was like now.
Yeah, so it's like if I'm other kin Yoshi.
There you go.
Respect that identity of mine.
Okay, so number three.
Will do.
This is you select the character you would be stuck on a desert island with.
You.
Bulbasaur, easy. Pokemon,
Mew and Bulbasaur.
Best choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are really good ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How'd you guys both get a Pokemon for this one?
Because it's the Pokemon best game of all time.
What would you do with Mew, though? What does Mew do?
It's a psychic Pokemon.
Yeah.
So you just...
If we wanted to get off the island, we could just
fly. He could just
fly
float
off.
You away?
Yeah.
Bulbasaur...
I mean, he's a good survivalist.
You could eat him.
Friend.
And like worst case scenario, just eat him.
Do you think he could grow things?
Huh?
You think he could grow things?
Yeah, definitely.
He could help.
Yeah, if he like evolves into Venusaur or something, I can like eat the leaves, the petals off of his little flower.
Off of him?
Off his little flower. Ooh,
that seems worse than just eating him outright. Just like plucking parts of him off.
It'll grow back.
I don't know. That seems wrong.
It's like eating
sustainable.
One quarter of a horse and leaving the rest of it alive.
You guys watch Adventure Time, right?
No.
It's like, where'd you get this meat? From Meat Man? I don't think I want to eat Meat Man's meat anymore. I don't think I want to eat Bulbasaur's leaves anymore.
Okay.
This is a Pokemon. Salad.
Okay, the last one. This is the character you have to dress as a sexy this for Halloween. This is your Halloween costume.
It's got to be Ava then.
So you're a sexy Ava?
That's not bad. Wait.
What's yours?
That's not bad, but she is a child.
What is she? What is
I
she
told you not
like?
To pick a child, then.
You did.
Oh. It's always going to be a sexy thing at the end.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but this is just your Halloween costume.
The
so it's like
of sexy
you're wearing.
Yoshi. Oh, my God.
I was hoping you would say
fuck.
Yoshi.
Sexy
Yoshi.
Lynn's like, I already have two sexy Yoshi costumes.
I have some fan fiction about it.
Look, you don't go through puberty thinking you're Yoshi without having some sexy Yoshi costumes.
Listen, if Yoshi's story
was
my sexual awakening,
you guys
can just deal with that.
Will you pull up what Ava looks like?
Yeah, I'm busy looking at sexy cosplay of Daxter.
Oh.
Is that
that's what you got stuck with?
And it exists.
Wait, which one is Daxter? The one
the
on the
animal
left?
One.
Dude, okay, no shirt. That
it's like a bodysuit.
But you know, you're gonna go no shirt.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna
cut out the nipples.
You're just gonna like paint your top half so you just like orange on the shoulders.
The ears.
I could see
the
this.
Ears.
The ears.
The ears. It's like it's got that Robin Hood like Disney animated film kind of vibe to it.
Ooh, I would
like,
be that's not bad, JD.
That's the first film where you're just like, huh.
What is I gotta see what Ava looks like though.
Are they?
Ava.
She's got like some dope, like steampunky stuff going on.
I could wear this exact costume.
Oh my gosh, there is that, a sexy.
There is Daxter.
It already exists.
That's cool.
Indeed.
Ava. Damn, oh, girl. Yeah, you could do Ava, but she does look a little young.
Yeah.
Wait,
so it's
Ava
like
from what?
Borderlands 3.
Yeah, so like, age her up.
Nope. You didn't. Ava at 18.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, I shouldn't have chosen.
Stop.
I shouldn't have
you
should have
listened to what I said.
I shouldn't have chosen.
Don't
a
pick
child.
A child, Lynn.
You should have waited for Yoshi.
I
should
have.
And you should have waited for the goose.
You guys, our friend just left us another voicemail.
What?
Oh, shoot.
Again?
Same guy?
I think it's the same. It's the
friend?
Same number. It's, I mean,
no,
he's our friend. He's my friend.
This is a critic.
Yeah.
All right. So this is
a little
the last
excessive
time
now.
I'm call. I feel kind of bad.
Because we're almost done with the episode.
Mean to Peterson.
Thank
my
you.
My last voicemail. I don't want him to, you know, have his feelings hurt or anything.
Don't
you
flatter
know,
yourself.
Peterson, you're doing great.
You're doing
sometimes
great.
Have some, you know, opinions that are okay. Keep doing the okay stuff.
Just keep doing
fine,
the okay
buddy.
Stuff.
You're all right.
Some high praise.
Don't worry about it. Just brush it off. You're okay.
Oh
and
my God.
Still, though, please quit making references, but don't feel bad. Just constructive criticism.
Dude, I'm going to start saying that every time I roast someone, just say, it's just constructive
listen,
criticism.
Listen.
How was that more offensive?
Wait.
Yeah,
to you.
Somehow seemed like the worst one of the three.
That was just so condescending.
Yeah,
it's like talking to a child.
Got like real passive aggressive, it felt like. Jeez.
I know that you think that you have opinions.
You have some okay ones. Some of the things you say are, you know what, guy? Listen, guy.
This is coming another Peterson opinion coming up hot.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't like what you're having. I'm going to give you some constructive criticism. Your voicemails suck. And I don't like you very much. And that's
enough
constructive
criticism.
1v1 me, bro.
Oh, yeah. You should 1v1.
I'm
going to
rage quit your voicemail. Dice of Destiny.
Okie doke. Dice of Destiny is our favorite little game we play at the end of our episodes, in which we roll a 20-sided dice with 20 different game genres assigned to it, and then we roll a 6-sided dice to see how much money we can spend on it, and then finally we roll a dice to see who has to pick a game that fits those parameters, find it, play it, and review it. Mm-hmm. Peterson recently rolled a
casual game for $30 or less,
and he decided on a game called Chalk.
Don't do it!
It's a game called Chalk.
I need to review this, so you can't do that until the end.
Okay, well, let's hear your Chalky review.
Stop.
Oh,
so the game is called Chalk, and it's spelled T-S-I-O-Q-U-E. Chalk.
Chalk is naturally safe.
Chalk. The game's called Chalk.
Everything about that right now, thumbs down.
Wait. So listen. This is so Chalk is a point-and-click adventure where you're playing as a little girl, and you're probably, if I had to
age... Her name is Chalk.
Her name is Chalk. The girl is Chalk. And you're probably 4 or 5 years old. You've been captured. So your mom is the queen, and she's left to go fight an evil phoenix that's coming into the...
As queens do.
Yeah. So she left to fight. And she left you at the castle... And
like you do with four-year-old children.
The evil and the wizard decided to take over when she was gone. So now the castle is like run by these little minions, which are actually really funny and cute. Like when they catch you, they're like, oh, well, the whole thing is you just need to be quiet. If you're too loud, the wizard hears you and he's like, be quiet. And he'll come and you like have to start over.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But the guys are always like, quiet. Hey, quiet you.
And you say it's a point and click.
Mm-hmm. So it's puzzles.
How can
you're, like,
you not be quiet in a point and click if you fail a puzzle?
Yeah, so like you're doing it and you get caught and stuff. I'll say one good thing that I loved about this is if you failed a puzzle, it would start you back over within 5 seconds. You'd be right back into it, right back where you left off. So it wasn't like take you all the way back to this point and you have to watch a cutscene and then you have to go do all this stuff again. It was like, nope, right there, exactly where you were when you lost. And so the puzzles, I say, were really easy. It was a very easy game. There was a couple things that were tough, but that was mostly because you just didn't see where you were supposed to click. Mm. But everything was pretty easy. You're this little girl, and you always have a scowl on your face, which was kind of hilarious. Because it's this cute little girl, and her eyes are huge, and she's mad the whole time. She's walking around, like, angry.
Solving puzzles.
So just, you know, causing trouble around the castle, and the evil wizard will come down, be quiet, and he'll teleport, you know, and come over to you. And you're just really causing, like, trouble throughout the whole thing. And you have
It's the goose.
But you're trying to escape, and there's these minions, of course, everywhere, which are really stupid, and it's really funny. And there's animals you're trying to rescue, so there's, like, a duck, and a dog, and a cat, and a zebra, and a bear. And these are, like, your family crest animals, and you're, like, rescuing them from something, and then you're trying to escape. I'm going to spoil the game quite a bit.
Okay.
So, the story, it was pretty good. It was funny. I did start losing interest after a couple hours, and I did finish the game just because they were so easy, but it did kind of keep you engaged. Because it was easy, you weren't, like, stuck. That's the thing. You knew exactly, oh, I got this item. Now I know where I'm supposed to go do with it, right? And it made traveling around really quick and easy. But, you know, it started to get a little like, man, this is pretty easy after a couple hours. But the game ends so cute.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I would say that because it was like a dark theme.
Yeah.
And like, you finally contact your mom through this magic ball, and then the wizard shows up and he's like yelling at you, and everything kind of changes, and then all these modern items start to show up in this castle, kind of like time had been altered. And so where there was a big, well, there was a big, like, gate, you know, what is the front gate of a castle called? You know, the one that goes up and down?
Yeah. A gate.
Yeah, just the big castle gate is now just like a door. It just looks like a modern door, and it's kind of like colored differently. And so you're escaping from this guy. And finally, you've like made this potion. You're escaping from him. You hop on the zebra, and you're riding off. And he's chasing you. And he's gotten real big, and he's chasing you. And you jump this ravine, and right then he grabs you, and you're like, "What?
No!"
And then it ends, and it comes, and then it, while he's pulling you back, it zooms out a little bit. And your zebra is a little zebra toy, and it goes bouncing off the stairs. You're a little girl living in an apartment. And all of this has been in your head, and the evil wizard is your dad.
Oh,
he's because he has like a...
Sorry, I thought this was happening.
He's a game producer, and he's got just like a shirt with a skull on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're cute. Angry this whole time because he's just captured you.
Right.
And the door you're trying to get out is the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And you've escaped, and he's brought you back, and then the queen comes home, and it's your mom.
Yeah.
And it does this whole dialogue, like, she's so tired, and she came home from work, and now it's dad's turn to go to work. And the parents are talking, and the little girl's like, stop it! I want to tell you about my adventures as Princess Chuck. Right? And it's really funny, but the best part, and I brought some of these images, so you can see, I printed them out. At the very end, in the credits... is images, because the whole game is hand-drawn, so it reminds me of, like, Sword in the Stone Disney version.
Okay.
That's what it kind of looks like. So I'll show you these to you. So the first picture I'm showing is a little girl, and she's just, when you think about it, you're like, she's just been causing trouble around the house all day, and her dad's exhausted. So the first one is a little girl with a plunger,
mm-hmm.
And if you play the game, you're like, I know what that is.
Right.
The house weapon that you're trying to get the whole time is a mace. And she's collects this mace, and she's just hitting stuff with it. And then you're like, oh, I'm a little girl with a toilet plunger hitting stuff.
And just being a shit to your dad.
And the dad in all of these is so tired. The second one is the dad's looking over your shoulder while you're like little girl's mixing all these things together. That's you making the potion. There's a bunch of these images at the end, which made it so cute. Because then the last one, you have an invisibility cloak. You use, and you walk around, and it's showing the dad sitting there, like, looking for her while she's standing in front of him with a blanket over her
Unbelievable.
Head.
Unbelievable.
The whole game.
So cute.
It brings it all together. It's only like a three-hour experience, maybe, mm-hmm. but it was so
What'd
cute
you play
at
this
the
on?
End. On PC.
And how much was it?
$10, I think.
That's awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Holy shit.
Just because of the end. And, you know, I've got a daughter, and I'm like, oh, this is so cute. The game, I'll say, it was pretty fun. Would I play it again? No, obviously, because I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend people just go buy it because it's just not a ton of fun to play. It was fine.
Yeah.
But the story at the end made it so cute.
Yeah, that's adorable.
And so I enjoyed it.
So wait for a sale?
Yeah, if you can get this game for like $5, then yeah.
Okay.
Play it.
I dig it. All right.
Chuck.
So Peterson loves Chuck. Chalk that up to another good game from Peterson.
Oh my God.
Chalk it up to a win.
Peterson, that means you roll.
We're rolling.
Roll that.
We'll roll a 20-sided die for the genre we got to play.
Oh my God.
15.
15 is a survival game.
Oof. Oh, so many of those right now. That is a popular genre.
So survival is out, and 2D is now...
Is the new replacement
on there. Lynn, do you want to play with us?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're in on this then. Okay, so I'm now rolling a 6-sided die for the max amount you can spend on the game. I rolled a 5, so $50 or less, which is like anything.
So now you can play.
You can spend $5, you can spend $50. This is really just anything. Okay, I'll be 1-2, JD will be 3-4, Lynn, you'll be 5-6. Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
2.
Is that me?
That's me.
Nice.
So I'm playing a survival game. That's all right. I love survival genre. So
this is good. I hate
survival genre for $50 or less. I'm gonna see if Trent wants to pick my game. He gets to as a patron.
Oh, yeah.
As a boss level patron.
Yeah. We have a couple of those. Guys, if you're a boss level patron, don't forget.
You control Peterson's life.
You can pick my game.
Our Dice of Destiny picks. So make sure to hit us up on Discord or Facebook or Trent. Whatever. And yeah, Trent will pick a troll game for you. He'll pick DayZ.
No.
All right, guys, that does it for us this week. To play us out, we have the theme from KFC, I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating sim. If you guys want links to that console, let's see, consolevariations.com, or to any of the other stuff we talked about, make sure to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at 3BitGamerShow. I'm JD, logging off.
This is Peterson, going AFK.
This is Lynn, and I'm mad as hell!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!
Peterson Productions! Oh yeah.